Please join me in prayer. O God, on this final morning of the preparation for the birth of your Son, calm our busyness with an intentionality for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we receive and celebrate later tonight in his incarnation. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, as you know, we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent. That's why we're wearing blue. Fourth Sunday of Advent falls on December 24th once every 6 years with leap year. And then we will switch around just in an hour or so and prepare for the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ to celebrate Christmas. Christmas Eve at 3, the pageant, like I said, and then 6 o'clock choral candlelight service. And then tomorrow morning, Father Wayne will do his Christmas morning service, which he's been doing. This will be the 10th year. The choir will have off tomorrow to spend time with their families. So as you might remember, when we started Advent just a few weeks ago, the word Advent comes from the Latin word adventus, meaning coming or arrival. Well, it's here, right? Ready or not, we haven't even put up our Christmas tree. We've been so busy with the wedding. Are you ready? Didn't it seem like Advent was a little shorter this year? Came more quickly? We only had really 3 weeks of Advent instead of our normal four. So at this point, Mary is very pregnant. We have an image, and I have some pictures on the screen, which I'll go through. The first one, the one in the black and white, is from the Macklin Bible, if we go back just, is that the right one, black and white? Yeah, okay, then we have a next one. You can see this beautiful art history pictures of Mary, who has received the message from the Archangel Gabriel. She is, at this point, fragile, about to give birth. Today we also celebrate what's called Mary Sunday. This is Mary Sunday, because the reading is from Luke chapter 1, reminding us of what happened 9 months ago with the Annunciation of our Lord on March 26th, when she received news that she would carry God's Son. And you can see the El Greco one with the beautiful red and yellow of the angel. That's one or two after, I think. Then a few verses later in Luke, we hear and said today the Song of Mary, the Magnificat, the beautiful and humble response she has to being honored to carry God's Son. And then the one, let's go to El Greco. It's got the red and the yellow. Yeah, that's a beautiful one, one of the most famous. The next one is at the Metropolitan Museum in New York, at the Cloisters. If anybody been to the Cloisters in a very far tip, northern tip, next time you go to New York, you need to go to the Cloisters, which is a separate building from the main Met on the Upper East Side. It focuses on medieval art. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's a great place to go, and they have a courtyard and take great pictures. And then we have Fra Angelico, our last one. This morning, I'd like to ask us to ponder in our hearts what Mary must have been feeling and thinking when Gabriel told her the news. Would we be as faithful as she was, being told this awesome news? Would our response to God be the same as Mary's? Would our response be the same as the Magnificat, the Song of Mary? Would we perhaps bargain or negotiate with God regarding God's choice for us to be God-bearers? But in a way, we are God-bearers, aren't we? Every day. We bear God daily in our prayers, in our meditation and contemplation, in our interactions and dealings with others, in our strengths, and yet even in our weaknesses, as we seek to do the will of God in our limited human capacity. And not only do we have a visual story of Mary in the slides today, but we also have a glorious hymn at the end of the service, "The Angel Gabriel from Heaven Came," which is number 265 in our hymnal. The music for this piece is entitled "Gabriel's Message" and is a beautiful Basque carol from northeastern Spain, originally published in 1892. But it was based on a 13th or 14th century Latin carol, and this is entirely appropriate for churches who celebrate the Annunciation on March 25th, or even today, Mary Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent. The first verse is, "The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail," said he, "the lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria." When we sing this today, try and to visualize the hundreds of millions of Christians who have sung this same carol over the last 600 to 700 years. God chose a virgin, a young girl who was just maturing into young womanhood, to be the bearer of God's Son. God chose Mary to bring God's Son into the world in a manger instead of in a palace. God chose and chooses the humble and the innocent, someone without power or prestige or position. God chose Mary. And as God bears, God chooses us as well. God chooses us to continue to tell the story year after year as we celebrate our preparation season of Advent, and then as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ later today. So we are God bearers, are we not? We carry the incarnation of our Lord in our hearts. We shine that light through us into the world, the light of Christ. So may Christ be reborn in our hearts today and this afternoon and tonight and tomorrow in this holy season as we have waited and prepared for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah. In the last verse today, before the dismissal, you'll hear and sing of her, Emmanuel, the Christ was born in Bethlehem, all on a Christmas morn. And Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, "Most highly favored lady, Gloria, Amen."